Well, good morning, everybody. I think a good question that our readings kind of give to us today that we might meditate on with the Lord, how do I deal with stress and anxiety in my life? Every life has a little bit of those things in different measures. How do we deal with it? And we see some unhealthy ways of dealing with it in our readings. There's the first reading from Isaiah tells about how this people, so overwhelmed were they with their work as vineyard workers that they get lazy and they just give up. That's not a good way to deal with stress and anxiety. Just give up. In fact, the owner of the vineyard comes back and he says, what the heck? Like, this is the perfect land. It was perfectly ready for good fruit, for the choicest fruits to come up. And you people have ruined it. It's all rotten stuff now because you just haven't done your job. They were overwhelmed and they gave up. That's one way to deal with stress and anxiety. Another is in our gospel today. We hear about Jesus' parable here and these other vineyard workers, and these folks they have a lot of fear. They're fearful that they won't have their just desserts, you know, that they won't have what is rightfully theirs. And so they scheme, violence enters the picture, there's bloodshed, there's hoarding, there's greed, but there's just this scheming and violence that happens as a result of their anxieties. But then listen to St. Paul. St. Paul says, have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. You know, if you in your own life, if you think about it, if you've ever struggled with anxiety or stress, most have, just imagine a friend coming over to you and saying, don't be stressed, you know, and you're like, well, thanks a lot. You know, what am I supposed to do with that, St. Paul? But I think St. Paul is not just telling us how to feel, and he's not just, but he's giving us a formula on how to deal with anxieties and stresses in our life. What he's getting at, he isn't trying to be a psychiatrist, or he isn't trying to say that anxiety problems aren't real. What he is saying is that the heart of every anxiety, of every fear, of every unease, of every place of lack of peace in your life comes from a lack of one of these things: prayer, petition, thanksgiving, making requests known to God. Because these things help us to commend everything to the Lord. And maybe we have a shortage of thanksgiving. We forget that in the past, God has always taken care of me before. Who am I to doubt that He will not take care of me now? We're afraid to just hand everything over in our petitions because we maybe don't believe that God can actually do anything, or that we don't. But St. Paul says, this is the way. This is the way to hand over all of these things. And you know, yesterday I was at the cathedral in the morning. There was a day of reflection going on there, and I gave the first talk, and then a priest who did a much better talk than mine was second. He fired the Charlie Becker, and he's been on EWTN before, and priest of the Archdiocese of Chicago. He said that one time he was sitting at this pastoral planning commission meeting at the Archdiocese of Chicago, and they were dealing with all these different problems, you know, and so forth. And Cardinal George was, so I just don't know what to do. And one of the priests at the table said, why don't we consecrate the Archdiocese of Chicago to our Blessed Mother and let her run it? And Cardinal George lit up and was like, yes, that's what we'll do. We'll consecrate the Archdiocese of Chicago to New York, or to New York, no, to Our Lady, and let her run it. And there's so much freedom that happens when we can do that, when we follow this formula of St. Paul to the Philippians. Remember that St. Paul is sitting in jail while he writes this and tells people not to be afraid. He's sitting in jail not knowing if he'll have a next meal. But he's saying, praise the Lord. Petition, thanksgiving, give it all to the Lord. And let him run the show of your life. Because he knows how to deal with your anxieties and stresses better than you do. Our Lord and our Lady know how to deal with our stuff so much better than we do. Otherwise, we make our own schemes and our own things, which is the problem that happens in our other readings today. And it doesn't pan out so well for these people. But when we follow this path, this formula of St. Paul, that's where our freedom lies. And then he says, if you want even better, even more things you can do to forget about your anxieties and stresses, when you give it all to the Lord, he says, then turn your minds to these good things, to what is true and honorable, just, pure, lovely, gracious, beautiful, excellent, worthy of praise. Think about those things, not your problems. And it will bode well for you. Let's give it all to our Lord and our Lady. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.